Welcome back to Vision in the Valley. We're in season four, and season three was all about love, and it was shorter than my typical seven episodes, primarily because I kind of struggled with what I wanted to include. So in season three, we talked about the love for our God, the Father. We talked about self-love, and we talked about the love we have for others. And I wanted to continue with all about love. In fact, I even thought about creating like an ode to the Lord, how much I loved him, and let the last four episodes be exclusive to that. And then I thought it would be a perfect segue to talk about my love for my siblings, my brother and my sister, and my new growing love for my mother. And I wrestled with it. I wrestled with it because when I get into that area, it becomes really heavy duty, a personal level that involved not just me. It involved my siblings and my mother. So I was trying to be sure that when I introduced that part of it, you'd gotten to know me a little better as the Valley Girl, as Quan Noel. And then when you hear the rest of it, it alone will be its testimony. So I had all these great ideas about what I wanted to do. I should say that March has come and gone, and April has come and gone, and now May has come and gone. And now we're in June. In fact, today is June 3rd, and the wrap-up, All About Love, never happened. So I say this to you as a reminder that even when we have the best intentions, sometimes our own strategy delays the process and the fulfillment of a thing. What I should know by now is that the order comes from the Lord. Like all of the episodes that came before this one, the order was an experience. It was like an encounter with God, with the Holy Spirit. All I did was talk. I talked about my dreams. I talked about the vision that I had. And in a miraculous, special, love language way that he does, they were able to create a story. In fact, the first season was like a mini series. It's the first time I'd sat down to record ever. And some kind of way, all seven episodes, they were woven together as if I had sat down to script it. All of those things that happened because I just sat down and I followed the order that was given to me, my assignment. I just spoke. And then after I put it down, after I had recorded it, then I was able in some cases to even give them each episode's names, because they didn't have names when I started. It was just something that was put on my heart or in my dream to share with you. And then the entirety of it became a whole season. It was spiritual. It was a complete encounter. I just knew that the Holy Spirit was telling me to speak, and I did that. And when I did that, the best thing that I've ever experienced outside of finding the Lord and having my kids was this first season, because I was very raw. I even listened to how my voice sound. I sounded as a little bit timid, right? Because I wanted to share with you what I knew, but I didn't know how people would take it. And so I'm kind of whispering a little bit. And I listened to my voice in season two and in season three, and now we're in season four, and there are no whispers except for intentional whispers, right? That's no coincidence. Because God, our Father, he's the coordinator of all of that. Just do you. Just be you. Just do what you've been called to do. And everything else is going to work together for our good. It's just as simple as that. I just needed to write and to speak. And I should know this because I've gone through this. But yet, even when I know it, I still got caught up. And I talked to this on another episode about even when you know something, you still get caught up. And we're human. We're flesh. We're going to do that. So I don't know who this public service announcement was for, but I'm just going straight out the gate that this is a pivotal time. Bishop Jakes said recently in May, as a matter of fact, that it's time to pivot. And I'm not really sure which sermon I was listening to. It may even be called Pivot. And I received it. It's time to pivot. And I was talking to a couple of my girlfriends, one who she's a member of Potter's House, and she actually flies back and forth when she can to physically be there, but she's very active. And another friend who is a new kindred spirit, we'll talk more about her later. She was a member of Potter's House, and then she moved to Chicago, and now she belongs to New Life. And that connection by itself is just, it means something different for me. But we were talking separately, me and the one friend and me and the other friend, about pivoting. And we all said at the same time, like we literally moved our bodies into a pivot when he said that, because it's important. This is a pivotal time in the earth. It's a pivotal time in the city of Chicago. And it's a pivotal time on a very personal level for you and for me. So get out of the way of God. Pivot right now, and just work in your assignment. Again, now that that public service announcement is complete, let me share some of my personal confirmations. This actual podcast, the development of it, the conception of it, all of that is delivered to you in early in the first season. The entire mini series talks about the entirety of the journey. And so please go back and listen to that if you've not listened to it. I went back just because, like I said, I wanted to see my growth. Pastor Hannah does a great job of reminding us, and Pastor Glenn, as a matter of fact, about going back to see your progress. You have to be in charge of fanning that flame for yourself, encouraging yourself. So a part of this was to go back for me to see how I've grown, if I'd grown. And to God be the glory, I have. And as He's blessing others through this, because I've been blessed enough and fortunate enough that I've had people to actually come back to me and say that. But it's also blessed me because I can hear it. I can hear it and I can see it. And so this, again, was my declaration. This was my gift to the Lord, and I wanted to do it in a major way. I didn't want to just sing His praise privately or even just in church, but I wanted to tell my story, and I wanted Him to get the glory out of my life, because He's done some remarkable things. And I am just filled with the Spirit when I tell you that I believe wholeheartedly this is our record-breaking year, that the next 6 months, when I tell you that if it's not for anybody else, if you don't want to claim it, that's on you. But I'm taking it wholeheartedly, and I feel it in my spirit, my bones. Like it's just taken a whole different life for me. But throughout the podcast, I tell you all about my connection with New Life Covenant Southeast, which is my church, and then specifically Pastor Hannah and Pastor Glenn. I talk about them in my dreams. I talk about them even from like after Bible class or in service, how something would have happened. And because I've been covered and blessed in such a way, I know that I'm in the right place. And once I realized I was in the right place, it became quest to serve. And I remember trying to serve, signing up for different areas and just not being able to connect and be placed. But that fire to serve never changed. So I can't remember which episode I spoke about this, but back in, I look at my notes, back in June of 2022, I was talking about how I started to hear my name in the spirit. I may not have released that particular episode just yet, but on the same date, I also had a dream about Pastor Hannah saying, he was, I think we were in church or maybe even Bible study, but he said, Quan said, and he went on to say whatever I said. And it was funny because when he said that, it's obvious that there was some kind of familiarity with Quan, or something that I would, or that I would be close enough to have said something that he could recall. But at the time, I did not have any other communication with him other than being in church and being in Bible study and being in 12-hour prayer, just like a whole lot of us. And I did have a very brief conversation after Bible study one day. I was getting ready to go to Africa, as a matter of fact, and I had come up to him after service and just wanted to tell him that I was going to be doing this podcast, and I wanted his blessing. And I'd called the office and was trying to connect, and when I saw him in person, I said, you know, this is a best time. Let me just tell him. And he heard me out. He was a long line of people who were even out of town, even for Bible study, that were there to see him. So I had to get out the way. But he's like, you know what? You know, connect with my office and let's set up some time. Well, he was going to Africa and we never had that time set up. But it was important to me that he blessed it. I wanted him to be a part of what I wanted to talk to him about him. I wanted to, he is my bridge. He's been so instrumental in me going up in the spirit that I just wanted to connect with him. And I tried and tried and it didn't work out. And then I said to myself, as much as you want Pastor Hannah to bless this thing, you've already proclaimed this to be a gift to the Lord. So you don't need anyone's blessing to give the Lord a gift. You move forward and do what you have to do, and you'll eventually be able to share with Pastor Hannah what you're doing. So in June of 2022, Pastor and I had not had any real dialogues or anything like that, and certainly nothing where he would have been saying what Quan said. So this year, June of 2023, I am privileged and honored and just so super excited to be serving with great people who they're so dedicated to the serve that it just warms my heart and excites me in a different way. But I'm now on the executive board of directors serving Pastor Hannah. And just to go from wanting to serve and knowing that I'm supposed to serve him to actually being among the few folks who are on the executive board of directors is pretty amazing. So the second confirmation that I wanted to share with you, it's another reminder of a dream that I had in February of 2022 when the alignment period was born. And at the time, I didn't know that that's when alignment period was born, but this is the process that I went through. And the dream was about my ex-husband, whose birthday happened to be 222. And we were asleep and the phone rang and he got up from his side of the room to come over to my side to answer the phone. And when I grabbed the phone, after asking him, like, who's calling me? And he's like, well, the church is calling. I answered the phone, and as I was talking, the phone, it turned into an iron. And I mentioned this actually, I think, again in another episode, because I was talking about how, you know, the objects and dreams turn from one thing to another or whatever, right? So the significance of it didn't mean, there was no significance to me at the time. The significance was really about it being my ex-husband, whose birthday was 222, and he, out of all people, was saying, the church is calling. And when I picked up the phone, it was pastor's voice. It was a pre-recorded message giving us information about following Sunday service. But the iron, it's interesting because this past Saturday, we were preparing for our march on 79th Street, prayer on the 9. And I started the alignment period wardrobe line, as well as working on the jewelry line. And as a part of the wardrobe or the clothing line, their jackets and their customized patches. And one of them has hashtag my new life, and it has the alignment period logo on it. And I worked with a couple of places to come up with a mock-up, a prototype, so that I could wear, see how people responded to it, in addition to getting the Alignment Period brand out there, right? So I decided, I said, today will be the day when we're walking down the nine, I'll be in prayer, and I want this Alignment Period logo to be a part of my ministry as well. So perfect segue. And so because I was working with different vendors, I had some patches that were custom made and not placed onto the jackets. So I had to iron them on myself. And so I was getting ready just an hour before it was time to leave to be at the march. And I'm pressing down with the iron, the same kind of iron that I had in my dream. I'm pressing down on the jacket across Alignment Period and hashtag my new life. And I recall to my mind the dream that I had. And it was just a beautiful moment for me. And all the way there, I was reminded about how my very first apartment in Chicago was on the nine. I actually lived on 79th and Woodlawn, just a few blocks from where we were gathered to begin our march. And we were going west. I lived just two blocks east of that same street, which is amazing. So I have a connection to the church in yet another way, not even really thinking about it. But once we were there, I happened to link up with my new kindred sister, who I mentioned earlier today. And I told her that I didn't want to just go to, we were supposed to be assigned to a certain street. And based on your ministry, you would stop there and you would pray there. But the Holy Spirit told me something different. I needed a breakthrough, and I was still working through all of that. So what I did, we prayed on each corner. And so I told her that I wanted to walk and pray. And she agreed, and she and her two kids followed us. And this is how we did it. What she shared with me was an amazing thing. Just a few years earlier, she had a work injury that the doctor said that she would not be able to walk without a cane or some assistance. I didn't know that because we never spoke of it. But when I told her that I needed to walk and pray and not just be in one spot, she immediately said that she wanted to do it. I didn't know until we got to the end of the first lap, walking down to the end of State Street, her story, and that she was victorious and in the walk. You know, pastors talk about one man's obedience is connected to another man's blessing. And it's so true, because my one thing that I needed to walk was a thing that she needed to do. And to God be the glory. We just praise his name that entire march for our own personal victories. And it's just an amazing thing. I could continue on with all of the confirmations that I've received thus far, but I'm going to end there because you already know where I'm going with this. We just have to get out of the way. We just have to just go in the spirit, move in the spirit, and get out of the way. Stop letting strategy and workflows and process flows and roadmaps interfere with your progress. Just drive. Just go forward. And I'm praying that this finds you in a good space and that you're blessed by it, and that the same God that did it for her is the same God that will do it for you. All you have to do is have faith, just like my kindred sister had. I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you soon.